Nathan, how are you?
Great.
Hey, before I ask you about today's story in the news, just wanted to get your feedback on what you heard from the president in his speech yesterday.
Well, yesterday it was kind of his attempt to take back the conversation from the House Republicans on the budget deficit issue, which has, of course, been really overwhelming Washington recently. So he's after Paul Ryan put out his plan last week, he had really taken hold of the budget talk and everything going around the 2012 budget negotiations. And so this was Obama's attempt to kind of take that conversation back and provide his own plan for reducing the deficit. I'd say the reaction to it was pretty much split down party lines. Democrats thought he did a great job. Republicans thought he wasn't doing enough. It was one of the more bold speeches that he said. He is drawing a line in the sand as far as saying that, you know, Democrats are gonna definitely look more toward raising taxes on the wealthiest 2% of Americans, and I think that's going to be a big, big political fight going into 2012. And it's definitely going to be a major presidential campaign issue.
Nathan Hirst's story in today's Detroit News is top fold headline: USA panel finds mortgage abuse by lenders in Detroit. Senator Levin wants the Justice Department to pursue charges of widespread misuse tied to the foreclosure crisis. Serious story, Nathan.
It's a very big story, and to give some context as far as how much work Senator Levin's panel did on this, he has an entire staff for the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations that he runs on the Senate side, along with Senator Tom Coburn, the Republican from Oklahoma. And so for 2 years, their staff have been digging through thousands and thousands of pages of documents, internal emails, run sheets of balances and accounts, just very, very granular details about how big investment banks like Goldman Sachs run their businesses. And yesterday, at the Capitol, they had a press briefing that outlined, hey, this is what the committee has been studying for the past 2 years, and this is the results, and this is what we're going to do with it. And the numbers were pretty disturbing, because Detroit was actually one of 10 cities that they really zeroed in on that had the worst foreclosure rates in the country. And in some of the cases, some of these very abusive mortgage lenders that were going out to people and overselling them on mortgages, in a lot of cases in Detroit, were selling them on mortgages they didn't need. These were people that had already paid off their homes, but mortgage lenders were preying on them and saying, hey, you know, wouldn't you like to have a nice, you know, a new set of windows or replace your kitchen? Well, I can get you into this mortgage. It's really low, you know, it's a great deal. It turns out in many cases they weren't. In the case of one lender called Long Beach Mortgage Corporation, which was gobbled up by Washington Mutual during the financial crisis, more than 50% of their loans that they wrote in Detroit were in foreclosure within less than a year of being made. Another lender, Ardent Mortgage, which doesn't operate in the state anymore, it was almost 50%, it was about 45%. So just widespread mortgage abuse. And in a lot of instances, and this is especially true in Metro Detroit and other parts of Michigan, these foreclosures have torn apart neighborhoods, have affected not just the families living in the foreclosed homes, but affected everyone around them. Because as we've seen time and time again, foreclosed homes drag down the values of the rest of the neighborhood. So it's had a really, really stark impact on Michigan. And Senator Levin, I took it very personally as far as what these companies did in Michigan and really pursued them hard.
What made him put so much effort into this? I'm sure he knew something was going on in Michigan and especially Detroit, but he put a lot of time and effort as well as resources into this.
Well, as a lot of people One of the things that people don't realize Congress does, they have a lot of caseworkers that kind of help constituents navigate their way through the federal bureaucracy if they need help on something, that kind of thing. And Senator Levin's office was getting a lot of calls from people saying, you know, I have a mother or a grandmother or a neighbor, an aunt, someone, and this mortgage just seems fishy, and it doesn't, there's no one at the state level helping, and we're very confused, and this just doesn't seem right. And, you know, once enough of those come through, his staff starts to put, you know, two and two together, and now he's, and because he has the power of being the chair of this permanent subcommittee, he was able, you know, they have subpoena power, they're able to compel companies to give documents, and so he really has more of an investigative, he has more of an investigative power than some people might realize, and so his staff was able to really dig into this in a way that you know, perhaps, you know, just like one federal agency that's already stretched thin wouldn't be able to. So, like I said, it was a 2-year-long investigation, and the information they released yesterday really it expanded on earlier reports they had put out last year, specifically related to Goldman Sachs and some of the larger investment banks and how they structured the mortgage-backed securities that really brought down the financial system as a whole. This was looking more at the further long-term effects on the homeowners themselves.
You can read Nathan Hurst's story in today's Detroit News. Go to detnews.com. It's a huge story. Awesome job, Nathan. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks so much, Tony. Have a good one.